Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about a magazine called Science News, June 19th, 2021. Page 5 to start, fire ants. Chemicals might shoo spiders from a home's nooks and crannies. They have found that spiders avoid areas that fire ants have been. Fire ants, of course, leave a chemical trail wherever they go in order to be able to find their way home. Spiders can apparently sense this chemical and avoid those areas because, you know, fire ants and spiders apparently don't get along well. Well, so if you've got a home or you know somebody with a home with a problem with spiders, find a fire ant nest, take some paper, sticks, brushes, disturb the nest, dip the sticks, brushes into the fire ants, shake them off, make sure you don't have any fire ants left, and then go paint the corners of the house, the areas of the house, with the fire ant scent. And that should get rid of the spiders. And then, of course, that's good for an individual, for one person, maybe a few people. But if you want to do it and make money at it, well, we could find the chemical that fire ants use to leave their trails, brew it up, and then add it to paint. So when you paint your house, you're painting it with fire ant scent. Then your whole house is repellent to spiders. Now, it may not be long-lasting enough for that. So you may end up having to make a spray, like a Spider Be Gone spray, and be able to spray the house every month, and spiders won't come near your house because of the Spider Be Gone. Just an idea, money-making idea, of course. I request 10% if you do develop it. And then we've got page 9. Brain training may not sharpen minds. Now, the article is mostly about how brain training doesn't actually work. They've done a lot of double-blind studies, and some show that it works a little bit. Most show it doesn't work. Well, buried in all this information is the real nugget. It does work if you train for the test. So brain training works for those areas you're training. So if you're training, let's say you're doing brain training on mathematics, and then you take a mathematics test, of course you're going to do better on that test. Those areas of your brain that you're exercising, you're actually going to do better on those areas of the test. So if you have whatever skills you want to develop in your life, if you do the brain training on those skills, you're going to develop those skills. So brain training, yes, it does work in those areas that you're being trained on. Now, if it's trivia, okay, you're better at trivia. But let's have brain training then individualized. Before you start a brain training course, it should ask you, what areas do you want to improve your life on? Do you want to be better at cooking? Do you want to be better at folding clothes? Do you want to be better at math? Do you want to be better at gardening, etc.? All the different areas of human interest. And then the test could gear itself for those areas so that you become better at those and therefore could be more profitable at your job or just area of interest. And then we have page 8, psychedelic drugs eases severe PTSD. Yes. Psychedelic drugs ease PTSD, allow you in a nice, safe environment, it most psychedelic drugs are going to stimulate your pleasure centers so that when you remember a traumatic event that causes PTSD, your pleasure centers already being stimulated limits the fear response. That is a good treatment for PTSD. A better one, I think, has been shown to be another drug that limits your adrenaline. They have a drug that actually blocks adrenaline production so that when you remember an incident that would normally trigger PTSD, which triggers your adrenaline cannot be triggered. Therefore, your body doesn't shut down, it doesn't overstimulate, and you can talk through the situation better. Now, you add these two together, psychedelics and like MDMA, and then you stop your adrenaline, and together, it should be much more effective. Now, of course, doing this under the guidance of a psychoanalyst would be best, but doing it yourself with a few other people that suffer from PTSD, taking turns, would be very useful. Group therapy, PTSD people talking to PTSD people has been found to be effective. So maybe PTSD person under adrenaline blocking and MDMA would be also effective. All right. So a little bit of science news there. There is another article in there that I found interesting, but saving that for another podcast. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.